You are listening to New Media Conversations at AIDS.gov, a weekly podcast series that explores how HIV communities across the country are using new media in response to HIV and AIDS.
The following audio was adapted from an AIDS.gov blog post. It was written by Jeremy Vanderlin, the technical deputy at AIDS.gov, and was originally posted on April 17th, 2012. Each year at South by Southwest Interactive, a theme or trend emerges that defines the year, a touchstone that marks an up-and-coming application or idea. Past South by Southwest conferences have seen platforms like Twitter and Foursquare launched, and these applications have gone on to become cornerstones of the social media landscape. Throughout the week, many at the conference strive to be the next big thing, to lay claim to the attention of an audience comprised of designers, engineers, entrepreneurs, and innovators that can become the early adopters and influential advocates for their product or service. But an appearance at the festival is not a guarantee of success, and for every Twitter or Foursquare, there are other startups or services with unusual names that fail to capture the imagination or attention of the attendees. Some notable apps were launched. Among them, Highlight received the most buzz. Time will tell if any of the apps that launched will become social media fixtures. However, there were some overall themes that were touched on in keynote and breakout sessions alike that dominated many conversations throughout the conference. In the technology and design sessions, the concept of responsive design was continually mentioned. Responsive design is an emerging practice in web development that allows designers and developers to adapt their content to the screen size of the device. Every couple of months, a new device or way of accessing the internet is released. Connected devices are no longer limited to desktop computers and laptops, and statistics show that the majority of web traffic will come from mobile devices sometime in 2013. The new device landscape includes everything from internet-capable feature phones with small screens, all the way up to widescreen televisions with internet browsers. E-readers, for example, the Kindle or the Nook, tablets, smartphones, netbooks, and laptops comprise all the resolutions in between. It's impossible to predict what the next 5 years will bring us and how many more types of devices and computers will gain access to the internet. Targeting each of these devices is not practical, so there must be a way to adapt content and designs to each device without endlessly redeveloping web pages. Responsive design addresses this complexity, and each design session focused on a different aspect of its application. Above all, the call was to consider content before form. Website visitors expect your content to be available regardless of how they reach it, so everyone from content copywriters to social media strategists to designers to engineers must work together to create mobile-first content as a new way of creating products for the internet. In the realm of HIV/AIDS, this is especially true. Health services on mobile focus on personal things. Chlamydia, bipolar disorder, smoking, herpes, and depression are just some of the top mobile searches, according to Healthline. Those seeking information on HIV/AIDS are more likely to do so on a mobile device. How do those facts affect your planning or your strategy for online content? AIDS.gov is currently planning a responsive site design and has already released a responsive site through our Facing AIDS campaign. To learn more about responsive design, the best place to start is with the web design blog A List Apart, and the first article written on the subject by Ethan Marcotte, a web designer who has subsequently written a book on the topic. For more information on some of the themes that were presented, please reference the South by Southwest Conference website. Did you attend the South by Southwest Conference this year, or did you follow the coverage? What were some of the highlights for you? Join the conversation at blog.aids.gov.
For more information about using new media in response to HIV and AIDS, visit us at AIDS.gov. And to explore and participate in the previous conversation further, join us on our blog at blog.aids.gov. Thank you for listening.